You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll see what Teague's Cavs do this week tonight. Let's see what everybody else is going to do. The main storylines. Also, we need to get back to that vote that was supposed to go down. It didn't go down. And, you know, four teams, eight teams, 12-team playoff. Lot to dissect. We'll do so now. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports senior college football writer, is back with us here on Teague and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. What up, Dennis? How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, always great to have you
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Dennis, should we take the Deion Sanders to fill the USC job seriously? I know Reggie Bush threw it out there, and you know some people ran with it, but it's not really anything serious, right?
I don't think so. You know, I think the leader in the clubhouse, and look, it's got 10 weeks to go or something, is James Franklin. I think that's where it's trending right now. He kind of checks all the boxes. Look, but, you know, in that division, which is really tough right now, and it's a reason he probably wants to leave, they could end up 8-4. You know, you got the four traditional teams in the Big Ten East are all now good now.
Yeah, Iowa.
State, Michigan, and, well, Iowa's in the West.
I mean, yeah, Iowa's in the West, that's right. Yeah. But they play Iowa this year, that's my point.
Michigan State, and, yeah, and Penn State, and Ohio State. So, I mean, you know what? Deion Sanders is a heck of an agent.
Right. His name is Reggie Bush.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it puts him on a pedestal that he probably doesn't belong on quite yet at Jackson State.
Not quite yet.
Maybe he gets there, but who knows? You know, you mentioned, you know, Penn State and James Franklin, and I thought he handled the potential that he's interested in this job pretty poorly. Like, he just said, we're going to handle this in-house. We're not going to really talk about it. And they have a chance this year. Sean Clifford's playing well. He hasn't had any turnover. Maybe he had one turnover, actually. It was basically a throwaway interception at the end of a half. But they played well offensively. You mentioned the East being as tough as it is. They actually play Iowa this year. That's why I mentioned that that game. So, but they have a chance, actually, to win the East and maybe even the Big Ten this year. Isn't it a bad look for him to think about bouncing right now?
No, I mean, I think he's look, if USC is open and to accomplish what he's accomplished, which is taking the reins after Bill O'Brien following Sandusky and basically being pretty consistent. They got the Rose Bowl in 17, I think it was. They had a bad year last year. I can't even blame everything on COVID. They were 0-5 to start. But then give him credit for, you know, for winning the last four and finishing 4-5. And everything was disjointed, starting with that very first game against Indiana with that touchdown that may have not been a touchdown by Michael Penix, and it just not ever got off the ground. I think he's a very good recruiter. I think he fit very well in Southern California with the media. He's got that kind of personality, which you kind of have to have.
Yep.
And what people got after Clay Helton, or among other things, recruiting was an issue. And I think he's a good recruiter. So, you know, again, it's a long, long way to go, but they could have the best team in the Big Ten. You're absolutely right. They play at Ohio State October 30th, so we'll probably know then. Or they could be 8-4, and the interest cools on him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking to Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports senior college football writer. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we had the big Iowa State game. We know the big storylines this year, and really for the first time, I think since he took the job, Jim Harbaugh's flying under the radar. Like, we're not, you know, we know they played three times. We know they've won all three games. We know they're playing Rutgers at home this weekend. And Rutgers far more competitive with Schiano back at the helm. But, you know, Rutgers should lose that game. What's the talent base, right? Like, is Michigan a team that we need to care about? Or being somewhat anonymous this year, is that kind of where they belong?
Yeah, I mean, the discussion about Jim Harbaugh starts with Ohio State not looking like they're gangbusters. They don't look like they're head and shoulders above everybody else, which automatically, you know, brings Jim Harbaugh back into the conversation. He hasn't beaten them yet. And the best thing for Michigan now is they have an identity. They have a label. They have a quarterback, Cade McNamara. Okay, he's pretty good. They're going to run. They're going to play defense and punt the ball. Where have we heard that before at Michigan? I don't know, maybe Bo Schembechler forever when they got away from it. It cost them with Rich Rodriguez. So with Blake Corum, this running back, I think he's third in the country in rushing. And then Cade McNamara, they're just going to pound you like they always have. He tried. Jim Harbaugh tried, and look, he's won 10 twice there, and it worked against everybody but Ohio State. They were so far behind Ohio State that this start by the Buckeyes, I think, has to be part of the conversation about Michigan, because maybe they've come back to the pack, but Michigan has definitely improved. This Rutgers game is my sneaky game of the week, my sneaky good game of the week. Both teams are 3-0. You know, Greg Schiano with Vigil, the quarterback, who I last saw here in a informal camp, not informal throwing session with his coach here in Kansas, in suburban Kansas City, had just transferred from Nebraska. We're getting some good play out of him. So watch that. That's a good one to watch.
That's an aggressive, sneaky call. Right now, Michigan's 21-point favorite. So if that thing's tight with a couple of minutes to go in the fourth quarter, that would be a great call. Let me ask you about Malik Willis. He's actually playing tonight. He's got one of the few standalone games. He's at the Carrier Dome against a decent Syracuse team. And, you know, Liberty's got a good program. And Liberty, they throttled Syracuse a year ago. But none of the quarterback prospects have really distinguished themselves besides Willis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Liberty is a little bit off the radar, though we know that they're good. Auburn transfer, et cetera. You know, I believe he's got a chance to go first, but what are you seeing and what are you hearing? Does that connect the dots? Can he go first overall?
Yeah, I have to confess, I haven't seen enough of his games to just go by what I've read. Is that before this season he was an NFL prospect, and anybody in Hugh Freeze's system, it seems like, is going to prosper, and he has, and off to a great start this year. So yeah, as far as number one overall, I guess you're right. Could possibly go number one overall here in September.
Yeah,
it's a long way to go, but yeah, no, he's a great run pass guy.
Did we lose a mic or no?
Yeah, he kind of fell off
just
a little bit.
There. Yeah, we'll get him back up.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because you're right. We mentioned Spencer Rattler in that conversation as someone who has potentially a first-round grade, but Malik Willis is the only other one. Dennis, I think you're back with us now. There was the news that came down the other day about the vote for the expansion of the college football playoff. They postponed it. What should we read into this?
A couple things. The distrust is so vast now that it's really hard to measure. This started ever since July 21st when the word leaked that Texas and Oklahoma were going to the SEC. Well, that came almost an exact month after they'd announced this proposal for a 12-team playoff, and everything has just cascaded from there. You've had the Alston decision. You've had one-time transfer, the transfer portal. You've had conference realignment, which is huge now. How do you price a playoff or vote on a playoff when you don't know who's going to be in the conferences? So that's one thing.
That's a good point.
That little hang up.
You know, whether right or wrong, the perception that the SEC and to a certain extent ESPN have gotten it into bed together to dominate college football is on the minds of all these conference commissioners. And now I think it's gotten to the point where they are very self-aware of their power. This thing has to be unanimous. The vote has to be unanimous. So you've got, you know, 11 commissioners, 10 commissioners plus Notre Dame, who are going to recommend something to 11 presidents in Notre Dame to, you know, adopt something, whatever it is. And if one of them isn't satisfied, as we saw, you know, coming up this week, they're not even going to vote because they know they couldn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
So that put, okay, what if the Pac-12 and the Big Ten are going to have to be heard on the Rose Bowl? There's at least one conference out there who supports ESPN controlling all the rights going forward. No one else wants that. They want it to go out to bid and multiple bidders, just like the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you've got concerns with all these conferences who are going to have to be heard. That was described to me last week as an airing of the grievances. They had a meeting in Dallas on Wednesday, and it was an airing of the grievances. Okay, here we are. Well, we're not a consensus, but where are we? I think we're months away.
Hmm. So that's Dennis Dodd, CBS senior college football writer with us here on the show. Only about 30 seconds, maybe 45 tops. Notre Dame, they've won. They've looked shaky. UCLA has won, but there's no real recent lineage to latch on and say, all right, we have great, great faith that they'll keep this up. Auburn, we like them. We don't love them. Like, give us a team that's kind of laying in the weeds ranking-wise that you think is going to play much better and make a run, even if it's a cosmetic run, but make somewhat of a run on one of those four spots. Anybody?
Well, I'll go back door. It's not laying in the weeds, but you can make a case against everybody pretty much has flaws. The team I like, and I came very close to putting a number one this week, is Georgia. Mm-hmm. They're going to get better offensively. JT Daniels is back from an injury. The defense may be the best in the country. You know, we saw Alabama exposed against Florida. Who knows with Florida? They might be the best team in the East. But I think this might be the year for Kirby Smart. Nick Saban's a great coach, but look, sooner or later, when you lose six first-round draft choices, every major award winner there is, it can't be as good, can it? Maybe it can. You know, Nick Saban is 63-8 in years after winning a national championship. In three of those years, he's gone back to the national championship game and won one. One of those, for back-to-back title.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. But after all this, and I think, you know, we saw them get out-coached and outplayed Alabama for 2.5, 3 quarters against Florida. So that, to me, kind of elevated Georgia to the top by now. I know that's not lying in the weeds, but nobody's talking about them right now. Okay. They're pretty damn good.
Okay. All right. We'll circle that statement, and we'll be revisiting for sure. I don't think you're off base at all. Dennis Dodd, good stuff. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.